This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live, 855-450-3733, or LRN.FM on Skype. It's this live edition of Free Talk Live is with Mark
and Brett.
You can give us a call again at 855-450-FREE. That's the letters, F-R-E-E. And Brett, in the last hour, we were talking about a deranged lunatic that was apparently twirling a pencil in or a pen in some class in school and got suspended for it.
Yes, absolutely. And we were just hearing from the assistant or interim superintendent talking about how this type of behavior is a cause for alarm, and the story moves on.
The behavior
on.
Is that he was, he was accused of wielding his finger as if it were a gun, you know, doing the little, bang, bang gun thing.
Sure. The actual, according to Ethan, the student who is in hot water for this, somebody in the class, maybe in a bullying way, maybe in a partially joking way, said, "He's making gun motions. Send him to juvie."
Yeah.
So that was how the school authorities got involved. He was taken out of class. And I'll catch us up to the story at about midpoint here. Ethan was back in class quickly. Too often these zero-tolerance cases have second- and third-order effects, unfortunately. In Ethan's case, long after they thought the incident was resolved, his dad received some very scary paperwork from the state of New Jersey threatening to revoke his custody rights. Ethan's father, named Michael, received startling communication from New Jersey's Department of Child Protection and Permanency and Department of Children and Families. Quote, "I received a letter from them saying they had found an incident of abuse or neglect regarding Ethan because I had refused to take him for psychological evaluation," Michael said.
You know, this is one of the reasons why I choose not to send my son to government school, because these people petrify me. Here you have a father who was going to, didn't feel that his son making either A, twirling a pencil, or B, possibly making some kind of gun motion with his finger, was somehow indicated that he was a deranged lunatic, so he refused to send his son to a psych eval, which he would probably have to pay for. And the school is now trying to, you know, work with the DA, the kids services thing, and have his custody revoked. If you don't send your kid there, you probably won't have that problem, is what my thought process has been all along. And that's the reason, you know, that we didn't, in my home, you know, what we've done sort of along the way is we've done this, what we call family-directed learning. That's... I got it from the child-directed learning, which is another terminology for unschooling.
Yeah.
But I knew that I would never sort of be able to let go all the way. And what my son has done up to this point is, you know, he loves stars and, you know, looking at the solar system and the universe and that kind of thing. And then he was into, you know, Legos, and he's been into some different things, but... Recently, I've got to say, Brett, I'm having a little difficulty with this unschooling thing.
Second thoughts.
It's what he wants to do now is to watch YouTube videos all the time, and they're not like when he's watching YouTube videos about the relative size of, say, the Earth to you know, the star Betelgeuse, things like that.
Yeah.
Does my father heart proud? I'm fine with it.
Sure.
But when he wants to watch things like when I was listening to him watch this one thing, I just realized how inane what I do for a living is. It's a guy who essentially runs a talk show while he does plays a video game.
Mm-hmm.
And his name is Blitzwinger, I guess. And I don't know what the name of his channel is on YouTube. Sorry about that, Blitzwinger. I'm sure people can look it up if they want to. But he plays video games and then talks about it as he does it. And I don't know how anybody can watch this for more than a minute. It's just boring, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, for whatever reason, Jack likes to watch it. It's probably because he hasn't gotten to play too many video games, and, you know, he's interested in video games, but... You know, that's the thing, and I'm really having a difficult time with him watching them.
Well, I've got plenty to say about this in a minute, if you or right now. I'm sorry, I thought we had a phone call. So you're frustrated, right? But you're not ready to give him the don't twirl your pencil lecture and send him off to public school, right?
Well, he's not going to public school at all.
Okay,
but
the way this
Waldorf school is a possibility.
Sure. So you're looking for something where there's a little more structure. First of all, I'll defend all those people who make videos of themselves playing video games. I think it's all in the personality of the person doing it and how entertaining they can be.
It must be.
Yeah, I'm sure some of it can be dreadful. So let's get some more information. How long has he been doing this for? How long has he been hooked into this? What'd you say the guy's name was again?
Blitzwinger. He's gotten now 3 promos on the show.
All right. 3 weeks.
About that, yeah.
And how long each day?
Well, he would do it all day, it seems, if he could, but we've put sort of, it enrages me that my son wants to, enrage is probably pushing it. It irks me that my son wants to stay indoors on beautiful days here in New Hampshire. I want him to go outside and get some sunshine, for God's sake,
mm-hmm.
Instead of staying indoors. And, you know, so we put these sort of rules down that no watching after 10 or before 6.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the watch hours, since you can't watch between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m.
Okay, so he has to be doing something else.
Yeah. And by the way, we moved it from 4 to 5 simply because, you know, 4 to 5 to 5 to 6 because of, you know, just his propensity to watch. And then you can't get on the computer, right? Like, you know, then it's his time to be on there. If he's allowed to be on the computer, then you can't get on, essentially.
All right, so I'm wondering what the cost would be of just letting him, you know, get this phase out of his system. How long will it, and I mean, I would look at this YouTube channel. How many videos does this guy have?
Oh, a lot of them. He's got, and he gets hundreds. I looked, it hit 130,000 views.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh my God. A Free Talk Live. I mean, I can cuss Ian out and get 3,000 views. And other than that, we don't get much, you know, our YouTube channel's, new, and it's frankly quite boring to watch a 3-hour video of people sitting here.
Yeah. Yeah. So how, it's tough because what was he interested in before this? Is he interested in video games?
Legos before that. Yeah, he wants to play video games. There's no doubt about it.
Okay. So, I mean, that might just be the next phase, you know? I mean, what are you worried about?
Well, here's what I'm worried about. Young people in my world, and I believe my son, aren't very good at figuring out what's good for them
mm-hmm.
versus what's bad for them. So if my son had the opportunity to eat potato chips, candy bars, and whatever sort of, you know, he's not going to ask for pork chops and asparagus.
Mm-hmm.
And... you know, he's got to, I mean, there are rules at the house, and the rules are you got to eat real food. And I also think that given entertainment preferences, because that's all it really is that's all we're doing is entertaining ourselves through life.
Yeah.
You know, we start life, we get to the point where we can entertain ourselves, we entertain ourselves, at some point we procreate, and then we entertain ourselves till our death, right? It's all about entertainment. And I'm afraid that he'll, you know, take the vapid entertainment over the good entertainment, and that's what my concern is.
Okay. Can he read?
Yes, quite well. Surprisingly well.
Some basic math skills?
We're trying. You know, he knows what a nickel, dime, quarter is. He knows what dollars are. Some days he can tell you what they add up to, and other days, no, he can't.
What's his writing like?
Oh, I mean, he's 6 years old.
Yeah.
His writing looks probably like a 6-year old's. He, you know, wants to write. He writes things, like he can sign his name, and he'll write the names of the planets and stuff like that.
Yeah. All right. So it sounds like he has more than 25% of all the schools that skills that he's going to get in 6 years of elementary school.
Yes. So, but he's a genius, and I hate the idea that it's wasted on watching people play video games on YouTube.
Maybe for a genius, there's an opportunity in that, and you don't know what it is, and I can't think of what it is, but it's something. He has this momentum, this enthusiasm right now for this, so there's this question of how to harness it.
I want to know how many hours a day I'm supposed to allow this to go on. 855-450-3733.
Quantum Vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
The year is 1636, and Commander Eddie Cantrell is on a mission to find oil in the Caribbean. But how will he contend with Spanish governors, hostile natives, and Dutch pirates? 1636, Commander Cantrell in the West Indies, is the latest book in the New York Times, Amazon, and Wall Street Journal best-selling Ring of Fire alternative history series from Bain Books. 1636, Commander Cantrell in the West Indies, by Eric Flint and Charles Gannon, another great book from Bain. Get it now wherever books are sold.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. You can give us a call. We're live here from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern time on Free Talk Live. It's Mark.
Brett.
And Ian.
Ian's back in the studio, taking over the first chair, making it so I don't actually have to work anymore.
Okay, but you do need to work, because like a lot of listeners just tuning in, I don't really know what you guys have been talking about. I've been at a city council meeting for the last hour, 2 hours, two plus hours, where people were talking about banning chalking.
What we started with was a story that Brett brought in about a young man who was apparently doing one of two things. Either A, twirling a pencil in class between his fingers, a la Iceman on Top Gun. Guess I'm dating myself.
No, that was a nice reference.
Thank you.
Well done.
Or he was making finger gestures, like gun finger motions at another student. A student says something, and this is what it says to me, that he's probably, the young man's telling the truth and he was spinning a pencil, he's making gun motions, put him in juvie.
Yep.
The put him in juvie part kind of indicates to me that whoever's saying this is an a-hole. Or was acting like an a-hole at that moment.
And who was saying that?
A student. Middle schooler, 13 years old, twirling this pencil in class. And mm-hmm. this kid, it says, like, either to bully him or half-jokingly says he's making gun motions. Because that's just part of a public school now, you know, that motions and gun sounds.
Kids are aware of zero tolerance.
They're very aware of zero tolerance. And not only can teachers use it to bully students, but they can use it, apparently, to bully each other.
And then, you know, between phone calls that came in, and by the way, Ian, I have not kept any show notes, and I'm sorry for that.
Okay.
But between phone calls that came in, we were talking about this, and I basically derailed the conversation by pointing out that, you know, this is the reason I didn't put my son in school, is the father of this child has received notification from, you know, their version of, Health and Human Services or whatever, the kid police, saying that his custody is basically in question because he didn't send his son for a psychological evaluation for threatening the class as the school had wanted him to do. He probably would have had to pay for that too, and it probably wasn't going to be cheap. And I'm like, this is the reason I don't send my kid to school. And then I was talking about how we do unschooling at my home, what I call family-directed learning, and the, extolling the high points and lamenting the low points. Brett was sort of coaching me through one of these low points we're having with Jack, is that he's watching these videos on YouTube that I don't like.
Like what?
They are specifically this video of, here's plug number four, of this guy named Blitzwinger who does plays video games and then people watch him. He does a talk show, which, mind you, it's hilarious that Daddy doesn't like his son watching a talk show when he does a talk show.
Show about video games?
No, it's a talk show of a man playing video games.
Okay.
You're like, whoa, where did that monster come from? Awesome sauce. Like, he has these little sort of
catchphrases
that he uses. And I must say that the dude is not uninteresting as an individual. He knows, like, five languages, apparently. But, I'd much rather hear him talking about other things. And it's this him playing video games I just find remarkably uninteresting. And
what do you think that Jack likes about it? Jack is your 6-year-old son. He's, is he enjoying the video game graphics, or is he interested in the catchphrases, or both?
I think it's all of that. But I think that he imagines himself playing the video games.
Mm-hmm.
So he can play video games with some level of success by not playing video games, if that makes sense.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I haven't said, well, I mean, because recently he has a whole bunch of videos of him playing different video games, but recently he's watching the Minecraft ones. I haven't said, well, let's go to Minecraft.com and get you an account so we can get you set up, buddy, because, you know, I'm just not going to do that. If he wants to figure that out on his own, I suppose he can.
Hmm.
I'll be a little proud until, you know, for the first day, I'll be proud that he went and figured out how to set up an account on Minecraft. But after that, I'll be like, oh, God, how long are we going to play this? And so we've set up hours that he can play. Before 10 a.m. and after 6 p.m.
Play the videos?
Watch the videos.
Okay.
And I think there's an opportunity here, but I don't know what it is yet. So
an opportunity for?
For right now, there's this momentum of enthusiasm that Jack has for this. right? So
absolutely.
What I think most of, because learning is just living, right? There's a way to ride this into some kind of opportunity, hopefully. You know, I'm sure there are things that kids do that are just completely a waste of time, that have no opportunities in them at all. And that, I think that's fine once
Isn't
in a while.
Isn't that what video games are? I mean,
I don't know. I think that having downtime like that is fine.
Sure.
So I asked questions like, how long has this been going on for? Mark said about 3 weeks.
About 3 weeks.
How many hours a day does he want to do this? How many videos does this guy have? If he only has 65 videos, might as well just ride it out. You know, if he has 2,000 videos, then okay, maybe we need a contingency plan. You know, so
you watch the same stuff over.
That's the thing that kids do, don't they?
They really do. And this is one of the things about sort of the unschooling thing is that gets me is that, God, do we have to watch this again and talk about it again? You know, it's mind numbing.
So wait, the talking about it thing, is this supposed to be curriculum? And as far as his unschooling is concerned, why?
What the hell's curriculum?
If he just wants to watch a video,
life is curriculum when you unschool.
Yeah. So this is just part of Jack's process. This is, and I'm not saying I'm not putting any judgment on this or even talking about it supportively.
Well, Chernobyl says he has the answer to what.
Okay.
I'm not sure, but he's on the line on Skype. Chernobyl, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, good evening.
Hey, you're on.
Okay, I am going to date myself as well, and I remember I used to get PC Gamer back in 1998, and an article came out about System Shock 2. It got 96%, if I recall correctly. So what I suggest is you get your son like a Pentium 3 with like a Voodoo 5500 like AGP video card. No connection to the internet. You hook them up with Half-Life. You give them System Shock 2. You give them StarCraft 1. And maybe get another computer so you can play your son at StarCraft, okay? Because then you know, like, no matter what, at the end of the day, he's going to be having an enlightening, amazing experience. It's like showing your kid The Godfather or The Road Warrior. Like, you got to wait till it's age appropriate. But those games are so old and so. But
why go? I mean, those games aren't old enough, in my opinion. Why not go? I mean, what I've seen, I don't know where you get them, but I know they exist. Old Atari games, like Atari 2600, old school Atari, they've put onto essentially just like a controller that has TV connectors on it. And essentially, you've got an Atari emulator in a gamepad that you can hook up to a television set. So you can bring this thing anywhere you want to. Hook them up with some old school games like Atari, and then you can play with them in that way. And it's not as complicated as having to put together a network of old computers that may or may not be running correctly. You get one of these things, you get a control pad, you get another one, and before you know it, you're playing.
When does
tank.
The kid go outside?
Outside.
He can take this outside with him. There's some way that you can bring this thing outside.
Well, I mean, video games, it sounds like you're dealing with video games as a parent who plays video games. And I don't know if you have more comments. You're welcome to stick around for them here in a moment, Chernobyl. 855-450-FREE. I guess the question is kind of, well, how does a parent handle a son or daughter's interest in playing video games? I mean, every parent wants to get their kids outside, so this is a challenge, it seems. It's Free Talk Live.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring us anything that you want by dialing toll-free to 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us via Skype, our Skype username, for you to get on the show and talk about anything you want. Username is lrn.fm. If you care about online privacy, you need to know about ProXPN. It's a global virtual private network that encrypts your online data, meaning that everything you enter into your web browser, or every website you visit, all the search terms that you might be using, those are being recorded right now, likely by your internet service provider. You can stop that from happening by getting ProXPN. They then encrypt your data connection. So nobody who is working at your ISP will have any idea what you're doing, or maybe at your local coffee shop, the system administrator won't be able to snoop on you. Anybody who's trying to sniff out your Wi-Fi packets, they will also have no clue because you are encrypted thanks to ProXPN. So if you want to get started, you can do it for free at proxpn.com/FTL. When you're ready to upgrade to their premium account, though, it's only $5 a month using our discount code. The code is FTL20, and it gets you 20% off the price of their premium account for the lifetime of the account. If you buy their annual plan, that's how you get the price down to $5 per month. With the premium account, you get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world to which you can connect, the ability to privately torrent, plus you can get past regionally blocked websites. You get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, and ProXPN does not keep records of your online surfing habits. So go and learn more. Get signed up. And download their software, by the way. It's available for Windows, Mac, iOS, as well as Android devices. There's a way for Linux users to get set up. Involves a little bit more, but it's not too complicated. ProXPN.com/FTL, code FTL20. As we continue here, we've got Chernobyl on the line. Mark has encountered the inevitable problem of being a parent in the 21st century, and that is kids are going to want to play video games.
The siren's call of the digital boxes.
Now, to some extent, Mark, you may be guilty of sort of fomenting this desire, as you are a video gamer. You're in your early 40s, and you have a PlayStation 3. Prior to that, you've had a Xbox
two
or something.
One. I still have a PlayStation 2 also, so, and I probably could locate my PlayStation 1 somewhere.
So it's likely that as he was growing up, your son Jack has probably encountered you playing video games on more than one occasion.
Yep, sometimes we play together.
Oh, I learned it by watching you.
Yes. And now Dad is frustrated because
he doesn't seem to have the ability to differentiate between, like, why should he know when it's time to play and when not to play, right? Like, you know, in his world, playing is what he's done all up to this point. Even when he's learning things, he's playing. When we're learning how to read, we're playing because we're reading comic books, mm-hmm. and we take turns. If he doesn't know a word, he asks, and I tell him. And, you know, he doesn't have any idea that it's work.
So Chernobyl was on the line. His solution was to get some old PCs and network them together and play old PC games. I said that's too complicated for Mark. I know it's too complicated for Mark. He wouldn't be able to handle it. You know, get an old Atari 2600 or one of these new emulators for it and plug that into a TV set and go to town. But I don't know if that solves the problem with, you know, when it's time to end this, when it's time to go outside or go have some dinner or read a book or something like that. Chernobyl, any other comments you want to share?
I cannot more highly suggest watching Charlie Brooker's How Video Games Saved the World. It was a special on BBC. You can find it on the Pirate Bay.
This is the screen swipe guy?
Exactly.
Yes, very good.
The point that he makes is that not all video games are created equal, but it's an experience. It's not a passive thing like watching TV. And if I found the perfect way to sum up what I was trying to communicate, and that if your son Jack, you blew up his construction yard in Command and Conquer Red Alert 5 times a day for 6 months, and then one day, he blows up your construction yard. How proud would you be? You'd be like, my son! Oh, my God.
Thanks for the call, Chernobyl. I appreciate it. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. We go to Jimmy in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Jimmy.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Jimmy, what's on your mind tonight, sir?
Hey, man, you know, me and James Witt from Arizona, we was riding our matching Segway down to the bar to go watch a Miley Cyrus cover band, and we were talking about moving to New Hampshire, but, mm-hmm. yeah, for that Free State Project.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah, so, but here's my thing is, y'all always talk about getting kids out of schools, you know, public schools are bad. But my problem is, here's my problem, man, and Brett, maybe you can answer this, because you seem like a kind of a smart guy.
Kind of.
We're probably pretty close.
Sure.
obviously, similar, you know. So this is the thing, is if y'all keep taking the kids out of public school, my son, Jar Jar Jr., he's not going to have anybody to pick on. That just upsets me. It worries me.
He's not going to have anybody to do what?
To pick on.
To pick on? Now, wait a minute. If he's your son, why is his name Jar Jar Jr.? Explain yourself.
Explain myself. Look, God works in mysterious ways. You know what I mean?
Okay. Sure.
That's a good explanation.
Well, wait a minute. How does the whole senior-junior thing work? Can there be a break in generations? Could his dad be Jar Jar Senior and his son be Jar Jar Junior?
No. Oh. No. You can't skip a generation. That baldness can skip a generation. Junior can't.
Well, Jimmy? That's true. But I'm changing things up. You know, I'm an innovator.
That's what we like here on Free Talk Live, innovation. So what else did you want to share tonight?
Well, you know what? I do got something else to share. I guess y'all aren't going to address the bully thing, but that's cool. So Megan, the bully thing, you know, like, what am I supposed to do? My son, you know, who's he going to pick on? You know, he's going to be upset.
How old is your son?
Oh, he's only 4, turning 5 real soon.
Well, you could have him try picking on adults. That would be kind of adorable.
But, man, you're a thinker. I like that about you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So me and Jimmy, we were thinking about, he was thinking about, and I fully support him, because he's also an innovator, a very deep thinker. He wants to start some kind of museum for the what is it? What's that? The Hiroshima, you know, to celebrate all the death of those evil Japanese children. They had to die.
Jimmy, thanks for the call tonight. What a downer way to end the call. Thanks. Appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I think he was referring to the other caller from Arizona, one of our other callers who has called and has basically cheerleaded the bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And
oh, boy. Now
horrible.
The next calls for the next 2 weeks are going to be about Ian saying that he cheerleaded. He didn't cheerlead.
It's horrible and just completely unnecessary loss of life. But moving on. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Sarah in Chicago. You're on Free Talk Live. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I'm an unschooling mom.
Oh, great.
And I wanted to talk to you about the gaming issue.
Sure.
And
how old are your kids?
I have a 10-year-old and a soon-to-be 14-year-old. And
have you been unschooling the whole time, or did you just start last year?
We've been unschooling for, this is our 5th year we'll be starting.
Okay. All right, 5th year, great.
I have a 6-year-old nephew who's unschooling. He's been unschooling his whole life.
Okay.
So I know that my kids and my nephew they were into Minecraft. Different children have been more into it at different times, but they loved watching YouTube videos because it's basically a walkthrough. And they learn skills like problem solving because they're watching how somebody else solved a problem that they haven't solved yet.
Okay.
And,
I think that might be good, actually. I think that's a good point, that maybe what Jack is doing is like a running start for him to see. Because, I mean, when you see something done like that, that would be really helpful.
Stand by, Sarah.
Yeah. He talks about it as though it's his video, him playing the video game. Sometimes talking about I did this in the first person.
Oh, that's funny. Sarah, if you can hang on, I'd like to continue the conversation with you here. Sarah's an unschooling mom, and she's dealt with this issue that Mark is just now beginning to deal with of sons and daughters interested in playing video games, maybe playing too much. It's Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact in helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Gentlemen, in search of $1 million smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
From hackers and identity thieves to government spies, your online privacy has never been more at risk. Go to unseennow.com and learn how their unparalleled encryption tools can keep your communications totally secure. Unseennow.com offers email, chat, voice and video calling, and cloud storage all for free. It's never been more important to lock down your digital life, and now you can. Stop Big Brother in his tracks. Learn how at unseennow.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450. Free. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. All you have to do is dial in toll free. If you want to comment on the topic at hand, you're certainly welcome to do so, or completely change the direction of the show. It is up to you. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Brett,
and Mark.
The topic at hand is video games and your children. And at what point, you know, are they getting into them, and are they getting too far in? Are they, you know, losing all connection with reality? Is it hard to get them to go outside? And Mark is just beginning to enter this realm with his six-year-old son, Mark. Jack. Mark is sitting across from me. But we'll continue here. We've got an unschooling mom on the phone to share her thoughts. Your thoughts are welcome at 855-450-FREE. Coming up in July, the 19th and 20th, Free Talk Live, Mark and myself will be at Chicago's McCormick Place South Building for the North American Bitcoin Conference. The first one, as I understand it, in the Midwest ever. So if you are into Bitcoins or just curious about Bitcoins, this is going to be the place to go to learn more and, you know, learn more of the basics, learn more of the detailed stuff. Lots of great speakers who really know what they're talking about. Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, Tony Gallippi from BitPay, Vitalik Buterin from Ethereum, Jeffrey Tucker, a liberty-oriented favorite, from Liberty.me, and many others. You can go to btcchicago.com to learn more about the event. Again, July 19th and 20th in Chicago. We will look forward to seeing you there. Free Talk Live intending to broadcast live from the event on both nights. And of course, you can pay for your tickets in Bitcoin at btcchicago.com. We've got Sarah back on the line in Chicago, actually. And Sarah, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. We'll look forward to hopefully seeing you there. Now, you were saying you're an unschooling mom. You haven't unschooled for the entirety of the time that your kids have been in school.
5 years
learning.
Is pretty good.
But that's a good run. When did your kids start to get interested in video games? You said you have a 10 and 14-year-old. Was it both males? Mm-hmm. Both boys?
No, I have a 10-year-old daughter and a 14-year-old son. And an 18-year-old daughter, but she's not into video games.
When did you first encounter this, and with which children did you encounter it?
My son was definitely into the, like, Xbox platform video games before he left school. But Minecraft specifically and on the computer really began when we began unschooling. There were a few unschooling children that we knew of that were playing Minecraft, so I actually introduced it to him.
Mm-hmm.
I downloaded it and got it working on the computer, and they were off.
So this, I guess what my issue is not what Jack does on the computer, what he chooses to watch, although I find these videos to be inane. I'm sure that I'm going to find the music that he chooses to be reprehensible, too. But, you know, that's beside the point. That's obvious. That's just, you know, a generational difference. What bothers me, and I've sat many an adult Saturday away indoors when I should have been outside playing, video games, but that's what I hate is that his ability to focus over long periods of time on things that I would prefer him not focus on.
I think you have conversations with them about it. How does that make you feel? And you lose the whole afternoon. And maybe at six, he's not going to grasp that. But I've certainly had those conversations with my 14-year-old. I've had them with myself, you know. And I think the outdoor thing. You have to have something really interesting outside, too. You know, have, maybe not always. I mean, you live in New Hampshire, right? Pretty amazing outside there, but...
Well, I don't think that he's not as interested in the trees, but we have a big pile of dirt and a big pile of wood chips.
We've also got like a really awesome play thing out there. Like
he's got a big playhouse thing, but he doesn't have any interest in it unless other kids come over and play in it.
Well, so you have to, you're going to have to probably facilitate that kind of thing. But my kids are always interested to go do things when we have something planned with other kids outdoors, for sure. A beach day or a park day. They want to do that, especially when they've had limited access to what they wanted to do online with the videos.
So this kind of speaks to something, Sarah, that I've said a bunch, and I think Mark and I have even had this conversation before about being proactive, right? And you don't want to, when you have an unschooling environment, you don't want to feel like you're controlling your children, but you do control the environment to a certain extent. What is inside and what is outside. And I know that, yes, obviously we want kids to discover computers and then Pandora's box kind of gets opened maybe, and that's a difficult situation.
I just want
him
to spend his time on Wikipedia.
Well, you know, those gamer kids, those kids making those videos, they're smart.
And there's a lot of
learned,
them.
Yes.
So
and
the frustration.
Some of them, I'm sure there's some that aren't, but the really good ones. My son's learning vocabulary. He's asking me what things mean, looking things up.
I was really happy that my
Daddy,
son
what's
wanted
frag me.
He wanted to know. He wanted to make a I can't remember what it's called, but like basically an unboxing video or whatever. Mm-hmm. Not an unboxing video, but to like he put together. He made his own Lego structure. And when people will buy the Lego sets, they'll tell you about the features and then take you through it. So he made a video. We made a video together of him talking about the structure that he created. And I put it up on the YouTube channel and. Nobody really views my YouTube channel or anything like that other than, the parents. But, you know, he got the experience of making one of these videos.
Right.
Sarah, thanks for your feedback and the thoughts.
Thanks, Sarah.
I appreciate hearing from you. And so, basically, Mark, correct me if I'm wrong, misunderstanding this at all. Your frustration is that Jack is unschooling, which basically means he's directing his own learning.
I call it family-directed learning because I'm not really ready to let go completely. But
that's where I was kind of going with this. Is the frustration coming from that, you know, you feel like you know what the best thing to do is, like, spend time on Wikipedia, learn things.
Yes.
And he's saying, the best thing for him to do is to go and watch this. What was the guy's name? Swoop Bomb or something like that?
Blitzwinger.
Blitzwinger, okay.
That's promo 5 for Blitzwinger tonight.
Right. This guy's YouTube channel is what he wants to do, and that's the breakdown, right? Is that you want one thing, he wants another thing, and you're frustrated because you want to impose your beliefs on him, but at the same time, you don't want to.
Well, if I do, then you know what's going to happen, right? I mean, this is his father's son. I mean, the kid is as rebellious
stubborn.
As I am, rebellious and stubborn as I am. If I try to tell him, you can't do that, it's going to be on. So I try to be very careful on these things, but I'm not excited about it.
Why don't you get him a headset? If you like making videos with him, get him his own headset and have him make his own video game talk-along videos. I don't know how they do it. There's probably some software.
He doesn't play video games.
He's never played a video
game? Well, he plays video games with me. We sit there and we play video games together sometimes.
Yeah.
But he doesn't play on his own. He watches these videos to sort of...
Would he be able to do a running commentary of, bing, bang, boom, hey, ouch, don't hurt me, or
whatever it is
people say?
That's a great activity. That is a... There it is. We found the idea. Maybe.
Make his own channel, right? Like, make Jack play video games kind of channel.
Or where you play and he narrates, and you guys could take turns playing and narrating.
And then you could end it, and maybe he would end it with you when you wanted to go do something else.
And you have this... adorable father-son YouTube channel with 100 million subscribers.
I don't know what they call the software, but I know it exists because there's a zillion of these play-along videos that you're talking about, or Let's Play, I think, is some of the titles of these things, where you just watch somebody play a video game, and then there's a narrative track where the person's just talking over top of it. So there must be custom pieces of software that allow for this, probably freeware software, like video game recording software. Find out what these things are. You can probably just put one on your laptop or whatever and go to town.
Yeah.
That's probably what I should do.
All right, there you go. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. We've got Jim in Madison, Wisconsin. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live.
How are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Jim?
I was just actually calling about the video games talking about Mark there. And I was going to say Minecraft in particular can actually be rather educational in of itself. They have a mod for it called Ucraft, which teaches you basic quantum physics.
Jeez, I'm just hoping he can figure out how to make change.
that's understandable, but they have other great games as well, like what's the other one? Kerbal Space Program, which is great. Teaches you about apoapsis, periapsis of orbits and getting your stuff into orbit using delta V and all
that
stuff.
Wow, that sounds really confusing.
Yeah, that sounds like a little much for a 3-6-year-old.
I do agree, but yeah, some of these are a little more advanced. But Minecraft without the mod pack is rather basic, and it does teach you problem solving, as I think it was Sarah had mentioned earlier. Not just watching that and then seeing how they beat the games, but by coming to the conclusions themselves while playing the game. So,
Jim, thanks for the recommendations, man. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Hour number 3 is on the way here this evening, and maybe we'll get a chance to talk about those Venezuelan prostitutes who are now selling dollars instead of sex, and in addition to sex. And also, don't forget to come see Free Talk Live and in person at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, June 22nd through the 29th. Go to porcfest.com, porcfest.com, to learn more about that. We'll look forward to seeing you there. Hour 3 next. You take control here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it 3 times. Studies show you need to hear something 3 times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The first human mission to Mars barely averts disaster when a meteorite strikes the spacecraft, nearly destroying it. Too far from Earth to turn back, the 8-person crew desperately struggle to survive as they ride their crippled ship to the Red Planet. The future of human spaceflight hangs in the balance. Hugo Award-winning author Ben Bova and NASA scientist Les Johnson craft a thrilling white-knuckle ride with Rescue Mode. Available now at fine booksellers everywhere.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing 3-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.